Earlier this year, Vermont passed the country's first law requiring products containing genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, to carry the information on the packaging. The law was in place for exactly 3 weeks. It was overturned by less strict federal legislation. Hilary Niles reports.
My cow herd is black and red Angus, Hereford and Charolais, which is a French breed. There's one over here.
On 600 acres overlooking the sparkling Lake Champlain to the west and New York's Adirondack Mountains beyond the far shore, 29-year-old Wallace Greenwalt is adapting his beef cattle operation in line with consumer demand.
The brisket is in between the two front legs. It looks like just a big floppy hunk of meat sticking out of the front of the cow.
The prior owner had been raising about 1,000 head of cattle and using growth hormones to do it. Now, Wallace raises just 600 cattle, free of hormones and antibiotics. He sells the animals mostly to local packers who market the food as natural.
The local buyers, they hear from their customers that they want antibiotic hormone-free, quote-unquote, natural cattle, so that's what they want to buy.
Wallace says he made the switch mostly to meet that demand and also for personal reasons.
I'm not like the organic champion super-duper. I just don't think you need to really mess with cattle. If you leave a cow and her calf alone, as long as they have enough grass and water, they'll do pretty well.
He estimates that about 5% more expense goes into raising the animals this way. But Wallace makes about 20% more off their sales, which allowed him to reduce the herd.
They're called feeder cattle. It's kind of like a class of cattle. We get them all together and we feed them fairly concentrated ration.
That feed is a mixture of fresh, dried, and fermented hay, which Wallace grows himself, and corn that he buys. And here's where things get confusing. Does natural describe just the meat, or does the definition include the feed used to raise the animal whose meat you're buying? And what exactly does natural mean, anyway?
It might mean something completely different to a person that sees the label than what's actually happening.
This is Joe Emenheiser. He's a farm manager now, but until this summer, Joe worked for the University of Vermont's Agricultural Extension Service. In that role, Joe traveled around the state to advise farmers and gardeners on raising their livestock. Through the Extension Service and other programs like it, farmers and gardeners can access a lot of educational resources, Joe says. But consumers are less informed and therefore often base their food choices more on assumptions than facts. Take growth hormones, for instance. According to both industry and regulatory sources, use of synthetic hormones is widespread in beef and dairy farming. I asked Joe about hormones for chicken.
Not legal.
Oh, it's not legal for poultry?
Not legal, which is why it's so silly that we see so many labels that say no added hormones for chicken, because it's not allowed. I mean, this whole thing really comes down to marketing.
And marketing matters because, for the most part, people in the U.S. don't farm. They buy. About 320 million Americans rely on just 3.2 million farmers and ranchers to produce the country's food. That's according to the most recent U.S. agricultural census from 2012. And figures from the Department of Agriculture state that almost 20% of what Americans eat is imported.
There needs to be a certain amount of trust or transparency or understanding. But that labeling is also not realistic unless the population that's benefiting from the labeling understands what it means.
So do they. I visited the Village Market in Waterbury, Vermont, to ask shoppers about their food choices. Like most I spoke with, Melissa Gorham says she knows the Food and Drug Administration doesn't regulate use of the term natural. The FDA, as it's known, is the country's top regulator of foods and drugs.
Natural's, can you define natural for me? That's natural isn't something that I necessarily look for, because that's just a play on words.
Instead, natural food is something Melissa looks for by reading labels more closely.
Hormone-free, antibiotic-free, sure.
Then there's food that contains genetically modified organisms.
GMOs, oh man. That's a whole other topic. I prefer not to have GMOs in my food, but sometimes, you know, that isn't on the label.
GMO ingredients almost were on food labels, in Vermont anyway, The state passed a law in 2014 that would have required such labeling for all food sold in the state. The law also prohibited products with GMO ingredients from being labeled as natural. Vermont's law would have gone into effect this summer, but a federal law with looser labeling requirements is taking its place.
I'm bummed out about that ruling.
But Gorham figures that by shopping local, she avoids GMOs altogether.
A lot of these farms, you can read about them, you hear about them from friends, they have a lot of integrity, so hopefully they're knowingly not feeding their animals GMO.
That may be wishful thinking. National figures from the U.S. Department of Agriculture indicate that more than 90% of the country's corn crop is genetically modified. Joe Emenheiser from Vermont's Extension Service says there's one surefire way to know what you're eating.
The only way to know what goes into your food is to put it in yourself.
Next best, he says, get to know your local farms. Because in the end, as simple as food may look, no label can fully convey all that goes into producing it.
Hilary Niles reporting. A reminder that you're listening to The Food Chain from the BBC, where we're asking what exactly natural means when it comes to food and food labelling.